He did not talk about his exile, only mentioning that it had to do with words he said against Caesar's friend, but things are all right between them now. Introductions were made. I did not bow, of course, nor did he bow to me, but I spoke courtesies to him in Latin, a tongue in which I am now quite fluent. During this meeting I realized we had met before, but I doubt he remembered. In the summer, when I was in Herculaneum, I had just finished a swim and was sunning myself on the rocks. An older man wandered by, waving a long stick of driftwood and talking to himself. He seemed peculiar, for his toga was wet up to his knees and he kept pointing passionately at the ocean. An odd one, I had thought. But now I know this had been Cicero, perhaps practicing an argument that he might give in court. Evidently he was enjoying summer at his villa in Pompeii. Cicero now took my hand in both of his. Cleopatra, he said, that idiot Mark Antony told me a little Egyptian girl is here with us in Rome. Obviously he is a liar, for you are no child. You may already know that Antony is usually drunk, therefore he seems to spew rather than speak. I like Cicero. Words fly from him like darts. He is near